ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you this evening. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word that is life and that is light. Lord, even as we share your word this evening, we ask, O God Almighty, that your light will be shed even upon our hearts. The light will dawn upon our hearts in the name of Jesus. Jehovah God, we will not be dull of hearing. Father God, you grant us understanding of your word in this time and in this season, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. How was your day? Beautiful. Okay? That's fine. Okay, so I'll be sharing briefly this evening again about prayer, because we're preparing for 2020. And the only spiritual way to prepare is through prayer. Am I right? Okay. So spiritual preparation. You can do other things. Because if you are in social media these days, maybe because of you, see everybody's advertising a training or something for 2020. Come and plan, come and do this, come and do that. So you can do those other things. But the only spiritual way to prepare is through prayer. Prayer and the word, of course. They go hand in hand. So this evening, again, I'll just be sharing about prayer. And the last time I shared, I think the last Wednesday service I was here as well, I shared on prayer. And what is just coming to me is that God needs his children to awaken to prayer. God needs us more than ever before to awaken to prayer, to take advantage of the power that is in prayer. Hallelujah. More than ever before, we need believers who pray. Not believers who are just believers by mouth. Amen? But believers who are believers in truth and in deed. Believers who pray, who take advantage of the power that is inherent in prayer. Amen? So, we must pray. There's no two ways to it. If you say you're a child of God, you must pray. Luke 11, verse 1 to 2. Can we quickly go there? Luke 11, 1 to 2. I'm laying a foundation. I'm going to be talking about something specifically, but I just need to lay this foundation again. Luke 11, verse 1 to 2. It says, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray. He didn't say, if you pray. When is a matter of, it's like, yeah, sure. It's something you must do. Say when. You're not saying if you pray. If you pray means if you like, pray. If you like, don't pray. But it says, when you pray. Meaning that we must pray. Praise the Lord. So we must pray. And we must come back to that, you know, that art of praying. Luke 18:1 again. And I think Jesus talked some bit about prayer. Then verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. ought always ought to pray. We must always pray and not lose heart. So we must pray. Like I said, there's no alternative for prayer. Unfortunately, there's no alternative for prayer. So if you're not doing the prayer by yourself, somebody is doing it on your behalf. You know, you watch all those awards they give in America, particularly America, and then some people will say, I dedicate this to my mother, to my grandmother, who was always, because the mothers and the grandmothers were the ones praying for them. So we must always pray. There's no alternative to praying. Praise the Lord. And the earlier we come to that realization, the better for us as children of God. Prayer is the only power on earth that commands the heavens. Therefore, prayer is the greatest power on earth. It's the greatest power on earth. So we must pray. And that prayer is, you know, is amazing, because as believers, God has given us, we have that access, you know, to pray. And he hears. So he has given us, we're in charge, I don't want to use charge. But yes, we have it in our, like, okay, you can have it and not use it. But you have it. Do you understand? You have it. You may not use it, but you have it. You are in your custody. Yeah. It's the greatest power on earth. But it is left to you to use it or not to use it. Prayer. Very, very important. This evening I'm going to be talking about prayer and prophecy. Prayer and prophecy. 1 Timothy 1:8. 1 Timothy 1:8. I was trying to look for... let me see if I was able to get... I was trying to look for another translation apart from... NKJV. But what does 1 Timothy 1:18. Okay, it says, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare." The good warfare. Okay, let me see if I can get another. Let's see what Amplified is saying. I was trying to get translation that will give us some. Do we have NET? If we have any NET, can we display it in NET? Okay, is this anything? Okay, give me Amplified. I'll read it anyway. It says, "This charge and admonition I commit in trust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with prophetic intimations which I formerly received concerning you, so that inspired and aided by them, you may wage the good warfare." Somebody is wondering, why are we talking about warfare according to prophecies? How many of us have been given prophetic words before? How many? How many of us have been given prophetic words before? How many of us have experienced the manifestation of those prophetic words? How many people are still expecting for some words to come to pass? Praise the Lord. Okay? So, as we go into 2020, we know that, again, of course, church has given a word. And then in that word that has been given to the general body, this is a general body, yeah? To this house. This house is part of the bigger body. But even to this house, there's a word that has been given. So out of that word that has been given to this house, people will have specific words to them. Amen? Am I right? So you distill that word. It's a general word. Then you distill that word to your own personal situation or personal circumstance. When we receive a word, what we have just received is a prayer agenda. Amen? When we receive a word, when you receive a prophetic word, what has just come to you is a prayer agenda. As in that, when you receive the word, it has just told you, this has just, for instance, somebody says, you would, I don't know which word I want to give. But when somebody prophesies to you, and the prophecy actually resonates, you know, people give you prophetic words, and the prophetic word should resonate with you. Am I right? It should not be too far out. Although sometimes it may be a bit out, you may not have come to that level yet, and God is already speaking into your future about something. But when you receive that prophetic word, what you have received is a prayer agenda, because it is your responsibility. Thank you. Responsibility to watch over that word. The fact that a word has been given is not automatic that it will come to pass. Am I right? Or you are in doubt? How many people have been given words that have not come to pass? The person that gave you the word did not lie. The person didn't lie. The person was not lying. But what we do most of the time is that we receive the word, we put it in our pocket, and we go to sleep. And we expect the word to automatically come to pass. It doesn't automatically come to pass. So see Paul telling Timothy here, I have given you that word that they told you. The prophetic word spoken about you. It says you should fight. What does NKJV say? Can you go back to NKJV, please? NKJV. It says, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that you may wage the good warfare. Somebody is saying, what has prophecy got to do with warfare? I gave you a prophecy. Why are you saying I should wage a good warfare? You are to wage a warfare with that prophecy so that the prophecy can come to pass. Amen? So as we go into 2020, let's have that at the back of our minds. God has said something. And I'll give one, two examples in the scripture that shows us how this works. When you are given a prophetic word, like I said, just know that you have been given a prayer agenda, because it is your responsibility to begin to pray to see that that word comes to pass. God has foretold it. It is a foretelling, most times. It is a foretelling. They have told you what is going to happen in the future. But you have to stand on your watch, like Habakkuk said. You have to stand on your watch to ensure that that word comes to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There has to be a warning, which is what Paul was telling Timothy here, to bring that word into reality. There has to be a warning. And the only way to war is through prayer. Am I right? Ephesians 6. Let's go back to Ephesians 6. That's when we talk about warfare. Ephesians 6. How many of us were in church on Sunday? How many of us were blessed by Pastor Agatha's? Have you gone back to listen to it? You have? You did. Okay. That's fantastic. Please listen to that message over and over. It will do you a lot of good in as you go. Okay, so 6:12, Ephesians 6:12. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. I think what I should have read is 2 Corinthians 10. Let me see that. Because we're talking about warfare. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So when we're talking warfare, we're not talking AK-47 and whatever you have. We're talking spiritual warfare. We walk in the flesh, but we do not war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So these weapons of our warfare are what? It's prayer. It's speaking the word. And Pastor Agatha was saying on Sunday that all prayers are heavenward, not all prayers are Godward. How many remember that? It's a very principal thing to remember. All prayers are heavenward, but not all prayers are Godward, because there are some times that you would have to address certain principalities and powers, like we read in Ephesians 6. Okay. So you have a part to play for the prophetic word to come to pass. You have a part to play. When those words don't come to pass, it's because we went to sleep with the word. We went to sleep on the word. You know, they gave us the word, like I said, and we went to put it under our pillow and went to sleep. I don't know, we say this. Even me, I have sang it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. No, it does not settle it like that. It's not automatic. Because somebody, your adversary is waiting to see. Do you understand? How many of us know? The adversary, as they have proclaimed the word, the adversary is waiting by your side to see that this word does not come to pass. Hallelujah. So, we need to play our part. And in 2020, as we go, please note, when you receive a word, don't go and sleep on it. Don't receive the word and pocket it. Don't receive the word and go and put it under your pillow. Hallelujah. You receive the word and you begin to pray. You begin to pray as to how that is going to be. Amen? Okay. So when we pray, and I'm going to, let me see which scripture I should share. Okay. So let's go back to that Luke 11. And this you see, do I want to read Luke 11? I want to read Matthew 6. Okay. Matthew 6. Okay, so Matthew 6, let me go to Matthew 6, don't go to Luke 11. Matthew 6, 9 and 10, still talking about the Lord's Prayer. Verse 9 says, in this manner therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know this prayer is supposed to be, why would you pray, if it is an automatic thing, why would you need to pray to God again for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? The one on heaven is sealed. The one on earth, you need your prayers to pull it down. Hallelujah. The one in heaven, it is sealed. And that's why God is giving you the prophetic word. But it says here, your will be done. And this is a prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God needs us to get involved. When a prophetic word is given to us, he needs us to get involved in it. In the realization of that prophetic word. So I've been praying and fasting, waiting for the word, you know, for 2020. As the word is coming, don't just receive that word. It's not enough to receive the word. Receiving the word is just stage one. Ensuring manifestation is the most important part of that word. Hallelujah. Ensuring manifestation through prayer is the most important part of that word. God needs us to come into agreement with heaven. For heaven to come to the earth, which is what that prayer is in the Lord's Prayer.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,